Can we all start it? Stop tolls now. Stop tolls now.
Republicans like Wes Warwick, State Representative Patricia Morgan, have helped lead the fight against Governor Raimondo's truck toll proposal. They argue it would hurt the state and that the money to fix bridges should instead be found in the state budget. So as about 100 Rhode Islanders gathered in the State House Rotunda ahead of the first legislative session, Morgan called on them to contact their lawmakers, sign anti-toll petitions, and visit the StopTollsRI.com website.
Citizens are more powerful than they think they are. I know a lot of folks sitting in their living rooms say, well, we can't do anything about it, but you can.
Yet there are just 15 Republicans in the 113-member legislature. That explains why House GOP leader Brian Newberry, speaking after the session, was resigned to the eventual passage of Raimondo's truck toll proposal. Not that he likes it.
Yeah, here's what it comes down to. We're not enacting tolls to fix bridges. We're enacting tolls so the Democrats can avoid making cuts in the budget that they don't want to make for political reasons. That's what this is all about.
Not if you ask Democratic House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello. He put the brakes on Raimondo's truck toll plan after the state Senate approved it last June. Mattiello points to a state-commissioned economic study in asserting truck tolls will boost the state in different ways.
That'll be a boon for our economy. It'll be a catalyst. People will get back to work. Families will be enhanced. And the quality of life for all Rhode Islanders will be advanced when, you know, they're not crossing bridges that, quite frankly, are not as safe as they should be.
The governor's office yesterday released a list of preliminary sites for truck toll gantries on state highways, although the precise cost of the tolls remains unknown. Mattiello says a revised truck toll proposal could emerge in the next week or two. He believes the bridge improvement plan can be accomplished without floating $600 million in new bonds, sharply reducing the cost of Raimondo's initial $1.1 billion proposal. The exact final shape of the plan, known as Roadworks, remains to be determined through a mix of public hearings and backroom discussions among lawmakers. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.